It's time for the Greek Grapevine on KROC AM with Ari Kolas, sponsored by Apollo Liquor, with six locations in Rochester, including the new one in Northeast Rochester, just off East Circle Drive. How you doing, Ari?
Very good, Rich.
All right. Today, we are talking about the U.S. of A. 4th of July already. Summer's almost over.
Don't say that. We are right in the throes of summer, and it's been an awesome. Last weekend was great.
That's true.
Hopefully this weekend will be good. So we got to enjoy these days and savor them, not even think about the future. So,
We do need to think about the 4th of July, which is coming up in just Monday. But you brought with you some good old U.S. of A.-made beverage possibilities.
You're right. This is the great all-American holiday. We celebrate it. We're the only country in the world that celebrates this day. It's an awesome one. So let's talk about first the number one selling American beer, Samuel Adams. Now, remember, Budweiser, Miller, try to pretend to be red, white, and blue and say they're American, but they're really owned by companies out of Belgium and South Africa. Not that they're bad. Enjoy them. They're great beers. We sell a lot of, but if you really want to drink American beer, think local or go with Samuel Adams. And, of course, the great patriot Samuel Adams, the whole reason we're celebrating 4th of July. Sometimes we forget what the 4th of July stands for, almost. You know, George Washington and that whole gang of rabble-rousers back in the 1700s, 1800s. Yeah. So Sam Adams, Boston Lager, award-winning beer, one of the best kind of introductions into the craft beer category, a little richer, a little heavier, great balance of malt and hops. Very good stuff.
All right, now you brought another six-pack here, and I don't have my specs on, so I can't even. Is that the, what is it,
this
Danger
is
Ale?
Castle Danger Brewery, brand new, just came into the market last week.
It's just north of Duluth.
Yeah, cans. And one thing, cool-looking cans, great design, but sometimes these companies make it so hard to read what the heck you're buying. They got all these great designs. But this Castle Danger, we've been waiting a long time to get it down here in Rochester because it's great beer from the far north of Minnesota.
Yeah.
Great stuff. They've got four or five different types, from pale ales to IPAs to stouts. Really good stuff. Try the Castle Danger. And again, we're thinking local. We're thinking American. Why not drink good all-American beer this weekend? You can find something good. And we all know that this summer, 4th of July, is one of the big beer-drinking holidays of the year.
All right. But I'm not a beer drinker, Ari. Is there anything else that you can talk about with me today?
Well, you know me. I love vodka. And there's nothing better on a hot day than a long, tall vodka cocktail. And that can be vodka 7-Up. That can be vodka and orange juice, cranberry juice, things like that. I love it. And when you get it, fill it up with ice, dump the vodka in there, and you just see it start to slow up and your glass frosts up with the condensation, it's great. And you pour in the cold juice, it's awesome. So let's talk about one of America's best vodkas, Tito's handmade vodka from Austin, Texas. Old recipe. They distill everything in single pot stills, distilled six times. So very pure, very good, smooth vodka. I love it. And again, 100% American vodka.
All right. Now, you also brought some Four Roses single barrel whiskey. Oh,
we have to. If you're talking American, you have to talk America's national spirit. By congressional decree back in like early 60s, bourbon, 100% American. Remember, bourbon has to be 51% corn, has to be in new American charred oak barrels, aged 2 to 4 years. Great stuff. Four Roses, American-owned, from right in the middle of Kentucky bourbon country. This is an awesome one. And I brought in a single barrel. Now, you have small batch bourbons, you have single barrel, you have blended bourbons from different barrels. This, every bottle is individually hand-marked with which barrel it comes from. So, you know, the head distiller goes around the rick house where they're staring all the barrels, takes little samples of the bourbon, and says, okay, this one's ready to barrel. This one, he'll say, well, let's wait another 6 months on this barrel. They keep track of all these things. It's just a great job to go around trying whiskeys and say when they're ready. So you're really depending on the head distiller to tell you when it's good. But usually these guys' palate is so refined, they come out the ground. So Four Roses, single barrel, awesome, all-American whiskey. There's nothing better than sipping on the 4th of July, watching the fireworks with a little snifter of bourbon out there.
All right, so for you wine lovers, you got a little Zinfandel, which is an American grape.
You're right, Zinfandel, the 100% all-American grape. Remember, in California, Cabernet Sauvignon, Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, things like that were all brought over from Europe in the late 1800s, early 1900s. Zinfandel is the one grape that is indigenous to the California region. So it's good, all-American grapes, number one. Number two, awesome with your barbecue. Everyone's 4th of July barbecue and beer, brats, burgers, steaks, things like that. Zinfandel really goes good with all those things. A little black pepper flavor, rich, robust flavor, but still with a nice berry front to it. So just kind of fun and unique and different.
And if you want something a little sweeter,
I brought in
Moscato.
Allure Pink Bubbly Moscato. Total opposite of the Zinfandel. Light, refreshing. Every woman in a group will love this. It's even got a little sparkle. Pop the top. And anytime you pop a cork, people love it. I was at a party last week, and I opened up some champagne, and the whole party just livened up. You could tell people just love to hear that little bit of sparkling, the pop of the champagne bottle. Pink Moscato, sweet, fruity, easy to drink, low alcohol, just a lot of fun. Chill it down, something fun to sip on.
Make sure you aim the cork up. And finally, 99 apples.
Now, this is a unique one. You're saying, what are you going to do with 99 apples? Now, one of the hot trends for younger people especially are shooters.
Mm-hmm.
Fireball and Jägermeister and Rumpelmans and things like that, where they just like to do little quick shots of sweet, easy drinking things. Those are all imported shots. Even me being Greek, ouzo is one of my favorite shots to do.
Not on the 4th of July.
4th of July, we are going to be patriotic. 99 apples. They have blackberries. They have oranges. They have bananas. Great stuff. Chill it down. You can make good cocktails with it, too. Put it with 7-Up. Put it with different juices. But to me, get it ice cold and do some shots with your buddies. You can just have a great time on the 4th of July and all weekend.
Very good. Thanks, Ari. Great ideas for the 4th of July, and that's the Greek Grapevine for this week with Ari Kolas, sponsored by Apollo Liquor with 6 locations in Rochester, including the new one in Northeast Rochester just off East Circle Drive. I'm Rich Peterson. Join us again next Wednesday on KROC AM.